With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump says President Biden is being let off the hook for possessing all those classified documents.
Joe Biden, his Department of Injustice, will bring zero charges against Crooked Joe, despite the fact that he willfully retained and disclosed troves of ultra-classified national security documents. Now, that's not what I've been hearing, and he's not under the Presidential Records Act, which is a big thing. I am.
Mr. Trump addressing a rally in Pennsylvania. He says the Biden administration benefits from a two-tiered system of justice. Nikki Haley is vowing to stay in the presidential race despite her showing in two primaries this past week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more on that.
In Nevada's primary, Haley was the only candidate listed on the ballot, and she finished in second place behind none of these candidates. It was largely a symbolic vote with no delegates at stake. It's because Nevada's Republican Party held its own caucus on Thursday, which Donald Trump won. The former president also was victorious in the U.S. Virgin Islands. But Haley said she's not going anywhere, and her campaign says it's focused on South Carolina. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Egypt is threatening to suspend its peace treaty with Israel if the Israeli-Gaza offensive expands into the densely populated border town of Rafah. They threaten to suspend the Camp David Accords, a cornerstone of regional stability for nearly a half century. Comes as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to send Israeli troops into Rafah. He says it's the only way to finally get rid of Hamas. A new IRS Inspector General report says the agency continued to give 19 contractors access to sensitive systems despite failing background reports as recently as this past July. This is SRN News. Democrats from the Biden administration on down are trying to bar Christian agencies from participating in foster care because they do not accept the LGBT agenda. Herbie Newell is president of Lifeline Children's Services.
We need to realize that these things are real. It's not talking points. It's not politicians trying to scare you. Truly, there are states the federal government is trying to limit the exposure of faith-based people and specifically Christians from entering into this space.
He says liberals need to learn a history lesson.
These services are distinctively Christian. They're biblical. It was the church from the very beginning in the book of Acts. And then in the first century, it was the church that was caring for orphans and widows and vulnerable children and vulnerable people.
Newell believes that Christian foster care ministries must use the law to protect their rights. Last year, the Supreme Court struck down a Philadelphia statute barring Catholic social services. This is SRN News. They've attended all the Super Bowls in person, and they're in Las Vegas again this year to keep the streak alive.
The three friends say they're the final fans who can claim membership in the exclusive Never Missed a Super Bowl Club. They're Dan Christman of Maine, Gregory Eaton of Michigan, and Tom Henschel, who now splits his time between Florida and Pennsylvania. They're all in their 80s. This year would have made Eaton happy had his Detroit Lions made it to the big game. Even so, each treasures the memories of the games they've seen. As they take in Super Bowl 58, they're all hoping they could make it all the way to the 60th edition of the game 2 years from now. George Williams reporting.
For the first time, the NBA will play on glass. Part of All-Star Weekend coming up in Indianapolis, including the entire All-Star Saturday night lineup, will be played on a state-of-the-art full-video LED court that will be installed at Lucas Oil Stadium. Courts will have different looks for each event. This is SRN News.